Belgian Thought Cops Arrest Driver of Hungarian Anti-Migration Van. Written by Selwyn Duke. Wednesday, December, 12, 2018. They're usually called the Brussels police. Now some may call them the Thought Police. Whatever the case, they recently arrested the driver of a Hungarian government-commissioned van, because they didn't like the anti-migration message it bore. Welcome to 1984, a feat social justice warrior style. As Euronews reports, Hungary's government accused the Belgian capital of trying to censor it on Thursday after a van it commissioned sick to drive through Brussels with a billboard linking migration to terrorist attacks was stopped by police. Zoltán Kovács, Hungarian Secretary of State for International Communications and Relations, made the accusation in a video posted on Facebook. He said the truck had been stopped by police on December 5 and that the driver had been arrested, the site continued. Brussels police did confirm that the action was taken, but wouldn't reveal what charges, if any, were brought against the driver. Some may suspect, however, that the offense was a DWT, driving while truthful, as Euronews explains. The mobile billboard featured pictures of two terror attacks on European soil, which took place in 2016, at Brussels Zaventem Airport and in the French coastal city of Nice. It also displayed a picture of Mep Guy Verhofstadt, leader of the liberal ALDE group in parliament and a fervent critic of Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. It said, hundreds have died in terrorist attacks since 2015, but Guy Verhofstadt sick, says, we don't have a migration crisis. This is insane, suggesting there is a link between immigration and terror attacks. Of course, since the terrorism problem is a Muslim jihadist one, and a high percentage of the migrants inundating Europe have been Muslim, some would call this a reasonable suggestion. The Hungarian government told Euronews that the van driver was ordered to remove the image of Verhofstadt, a former prime minister of Belgium. This may mean the politician can dish it out but can't take it. He drew first blood, targeting Orban with a truck-mounted billboard last month reading, first he took our money, now he wants to destroy Europe. This alludes to how Hungary, like other poor European Union states, is a net recipient of EU funds. But the destroying Europe accusation is projection. Verhofstadt, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Emmanuel Macron, and their other internationalist immigrationist collaborators are the ones authoring Europe's destruction, by flooding the continent with unassimilable third worlders. This has led to rapidly rising crime, cultural destruction, and the punishment of those who complain via hate speech and racial offense charges, though we've yet to learn what race Muslim is. In reality, the real gripe the Euro-immigrationists have with staunchly anti-migration Hungary and Poland as well reflects the principle, misery loves company. The Eastern European nations, and to a lesser extent Italy and Austria, are refusing to drink the EU Kool-Aid and participate in the present mass Western cultural and demographic suicide. Moreover, they're resisting the EU scheme of using population mixing to break down national cohesion, and thus the nations themselves, to create a more cohesive EU empire. And no one likes having his plans spoiled. The good news is that, if the government of Hungary's Facebook page is any indication, the van is back on the streets driving, and driving Verhofstadt crazy. The Hungarian government also took the opportunity to highlight the EU's soft fascism, telling Euronews that the van case shows that there is greater vitality in Central and Eastern European democracy than in its Western European variant. This is no joke, and Belgium isn't even the least vital in the waning West. Just consider the newspiece below, Soviet Sweden, model nation sliding to third world, which points out that opposing immigration in the Scandinavian country can bring scorn, ostracism, and even career and family destruction. But Hungary is heading in the opposite direction. In fact, Euronews writes today that more campaigns similar to the anti-migration billboard seen in Brussels, commissioned by Hungary's government, could be organized if the country's leaders are rejected by the European Parliament. Budapest's Secretary of State for International Communications told Euronews, this vow was a response to an October Verhofstadt remark, in which he stated that the European Parliament should cut Orban loose and send him where he belongs, the dunghill of politics, Euronews further informs. But what the Hungarians, who were occupied by the Muslim Ottoman Empire for 158 years, until 1699, are rightly worried about is ending up on the dunghill of civilizations. This is precisely where immigrationism will put the West, too, and you don't have to take Viktor Orban's word for it. Just consider the testimonial of practicing Muslim Dr. Mudir Zarin, a leader of the Jordanian opposition coalition currently living as an asylee in the United Kingdom. In a 2015 interview, he warned that Muslim migrants should be kept out of Europe and called their influx the soft Islamic conquest of the West. Of course, such a threat couldn't exist were it not for the soft internationalist conquest of the West, an endeavor that gets harder, in two senses of the word, every day. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.